It's time to learn what's happening in nearby Sauk Prairie. Rolla Bresch is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop.
Nothing could be finer than to be on Carolina in the morning. Like a vocal free fall is a talk with my friend McCall at McFarland's. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a free fall in more ways than one this morning. I came rushing in here from a talk at the Optimist Group this morning, and poor McCall was sitting here probably wondering if I would be here in time for being on the broadcast, and gosh darn it, I made it right under the finish line. Thank you, McCall, for being here this morning. McCall Trudeau is here with me this morning. Yes. McCall, what is your official title?
My official title is Tourism Promotions Director for the Sauk Prairie Area Chamber of Commerce.
Tourism and Promotions Director.
Yes.
Excellent. And how did you come to that position? So now you know she's the director. She's not just some schmuck off the street. She is the director of Tourism and Promotions here in the Sauk Prairie Chamber of Commerce. So working alongside of Stephanie and Tawana, what a great group of staff members you have to be alongside of.
Oh, too. It's wonderful.
There's no low energy in that group either. I think
not at all.
Stephanie's maybe like the most calm person.
The most chill, right?
Yeah, but she has to chill herself a little bit, but she gets excited about things too. So it's a great group of people. We are very blessed in this community to have a chamber with such talented and just fun people.
You bet.
So, but how did you come to be there?
Well, I have a background in marketing.
Okay.
I have previously worked in, I'm from Reedsburg and worked at the utility in Reedsburg. And
well, you were a farm girl, weren't you?
I know many friends that lived on farms and stuff. So and then I worked at Car Valley Cheese too for a while.
Never
so
milked
I have
a cow though in your life.
Oh, I have.
You have?
Yes, I have.
Oh, but you're a step ahead of me then. Okay. I've never milked a cow. Fritz keeps telling me I'm going to have to, but
you're going to have to.
Yeah, someday. Just to feel that utter. It's utterly ridiculous for me to milk a cow.
Yes.
Anyways.
But yeah, so, and I love working with events and working with people. And so just looked for a change, and the chamber was perfect. So I'll be coming up on a year in August.
That was so much fun, too. I remember interviewing you for that job, and you brought in your kind of a portfolio of things that you had done for the utilities. And several of us that were on that committee said, you know, if she can make a utility look this fun, just imagine what will happen when you give her fun stuff.
So much more fun stuff.
So what drew you to marketing? So do you have a marketing degree then?
I do have a marketing degree.
Okay.
Yes.
So bachelor's?
Yep.
Okay. From?
Eau Claire.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. So stayed kind of in the area.
Yep.
So, and we're not one of the, well, I mean, Madison, Milwaukee, I had kids that go to both of them went to both of them. One went to them. One is still going to them. Okay, let's. If they're listening, I want to make sure. One just got her bachelor's degree and is very proud of that, as she should be.
Oh, bravo, yes.
And the other one is close to getting one, I think, maybe another year or year and a half if he really gets to the woods. But, you know, kids these days, I got to just make a little sidetrack. Kids these days, I remember going to school and I was 16 to 18 credits. Nowadays, 12 to 13 is considered a full load. And I'm like, what? That is not a full load. A full load is 18 credits, okay? Come on. So,
At Eau Claire, if you wanted to take 18 credits, you had to, like, petition for it.
Oh, really?
They only let you go to 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I don't remember. I'll be honest, too. The only reason I had 18 was because I would take four credit classes and then choir and show choir, which those were just recreation. That was like taking Phi Ed classes or underwater basket waving, you know, because I just enjoyed it so much. It
like, I had a power walking class, so yes, I understand.
There's no homework involved. It's just, you know, get out there and have fun. So anyways, so you came to it from an actual marketing background. Are you finding that you're using a lot of those principles?
Oh my goodness, yes. Yeah. And actually, it's so wonderful to be able to, as long as being involved with events and helping to get to plan the events, which is so much fun, I actually get to help businesses on the marketing end of things and give advice and social media advice and website advice and not taking away from our members that actually provide that as a service. We just provide that on the smaller end of things, just small,
sure.
small advice.
Well, and that was actually part of, I remember I was on, well, still am on the Tourism Promotions Committee, but when you first started your tenure here, you actually went around and like scheduled weekly to go and meet with individual businesses.
And met with a lot of them just to get a background on, you know, is this a family business?
Right.
Why did you come to Sauk if you are coming from out of the area?
Right.
What drew you to this area? So
right.
that was really nice to be able to meet with, you know, every single type of business we've got under the sun here and see their background and what they do and how I can help.
And to see that the challenges, there's a lot of, I would think, common challenges. That
there is some common challenges.
Hopefully
employment,
develop, so, yeah.
you know, that seemed to be a common challenge. But other things that I think I can help with, that maybe if some they're lacking a little bit on the social media side of things or something like that, and things that we can help with promotions.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, and just ideas, things to kind of help get the gerbils going. I was talking about idea hamsters. You know, you just kind of get that cage
get the
rolling.
Wheel moving.
Right,
yeah.
right. Because sometimes it's just like, oh, I can't do that. Oh, I can't do that. Well, maybe I could do that.
Right.
You know, and so much of that is very affordable. I mean, Facebook advertising in particular is something a lot of people.
Affordable.
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, you can spend $25 on an advertising campaign and get a lot of feedback.
Yes. Especially if it's something you want to keep really local. If you just want to advertise to people here right in Sauk Prairie, you can keep it down in that $25, $50 range and still get a lot of bang for your buck.
Sure, sure. And one of the things I've always appreciated about, because I didn't come from a marketing background, but I've done a lot of marketing, you know, and that was, I came more from an arts background, which, you know, they share some of the at least the design element part of it is in there. But I know it's always a challenge to look at the different kinds of marketing processes and media that you can utilize. And social media is one of the few where you actually can get pretty readily available metrics. So you can see how many people are you really reaching with this, how many people are clicking on it, what kind of time are they spending on it, which gives you all kinds of information that, it, you know, even radio, you know, sorry to say, but, you know, radio, it's really difficult to get any meaningful metrics on it. I know everybody in Sauk County is listening right now,
of course.
I mean, not to mention you on the show right away when they saw that, they're like, oh, I got tune in. All right. I mean, come on. And all the guests that we have, I mean, every week, it's just a potpourri of, you know, wonderful things. No, yeah, enough tooting of my horn. But no, that it is really difficult to know. You know, you can spend hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars on advertising and hope you're getting out there and hope it's driving traffic in, but it's hard to know for sure.
It is. And it's crazy how it just keeps evolving so much. I mean, this wasn't even, I'm sure it's part of the curriculum now as a marketing, getting your marketing degree in college, but it wasn't even talked about, you know, and that was, oh my gosh, 7 years ago I graduated.
Wow.
So it just has evolved so much and it's changing every day and there's different outlets to use even through YouTube and Instagram and everything now.
Sure. Well, and who
gotta
knows,
keep on top of all that.
Who knows what the next thing is going to be.
Exactly.
You know, Snapchat. And, it was funny. I was talking to a kid at one of the area restaurants the other day and the people in front of me were talking about their Facebook page. And then when I got up to the counter, I said, I suppose, you know, Facebook stuff that, what are you probably don't even do Facebook. She said, oh yeah, Facebook is for old people. thought, wow, what does that make me, a fossil?
Oh my goodness.
You know, she's like, yeah, we don't, kids my age, we just don't use Facebook anymore. It's like, okay, so here's, you know, a 15 to 18 year old, I'm guessing, somewhere in that range. So how do we reach them, you know?
Exactly.
How do you, especially nowadays where, who was it? There was a guy that did a millennial presentation up in for Sauk County Development Corporation a year or so ago.
Yeah.
And I remember him talking about the difference between millennials and people older. I'm a baby boomer, you know, X-gen, Y-gen kids, that the millennials have really learned more to let the things that they care about find them, whereas the young older generations are used to kind of going out actively and looking
and
for
seeking
stuff.
For that.
So, you know, you think about the challenges that gives you for marketing.
Right.
If you're a small business, you know, how do you do enough so that it finds them?
Yes,
you know?
And to me, it makes sense then to spread yourself across certain types of media. You want to stick with doing some radio.
Right.
You want to hit the social media type stuff and then maybe e-blasts with email and things like that. Or even, you know, we still have a lot of people that come into the chamber that use a phone book quite regularly.
Yeah.
and maybe seeing the ads in there and just thinking of who your demographic is. But that's where we can help, maybe kind of pinpoint the demographic that you want to be reaching and how we can do that
effectively. Well, even search engines, you know, which search engine am I participating in? We have a service we work with at McFarland's here that has, you can choose, you know, Yelp, Bing, Google, of course, Yahoo. I mean, all of those different search engines, you need to do work to optimize your placement. So if somebody looks for tires or somebody looks for hardware or somebody looks for clothing, you get there in that first page. Isn't that something too?
Right.
You got to be on the first page of the search because we don't even have time nowadays.
Nobody goes past page one.
Come on. Now you expect me to go to page two? Yeah.
That is a benefit of being part of the chamber too, is that you're part of our website, and the our chamber website is so big and includes so many things that Google likes to pick us first, at least one of the top three. You know, there's some paid for ads usually in there, but Google likes to pick us because we're such a big site, and you can find those, it can find our keywords really easily,
so
you pop up right away.
That's a whole science, marketing science into itself. What keywords do you want to buy into, because I don't know that people think about that, but you can actually choose specific words that you want to be known for, and then pay to be higher up in the social, the search engine optimization is all under that category essentially. So, but and it's just, I remember when I was in school, I did take a marketing course, and they used to say at that time you needed to be, I think, seen or heard at least 5 to 7 times in order to be remembered, to get that top of mind awareness.
And that's still.
Then it moved up. And now I think it's got to be probably 20 or more.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Given the amount of, you know, just the way that we're inundated with sound bites and, you know, it's information finding us that we don't necessarily want to find, or, you know, I look for golf clubs now. So now every time I go anywhere, I see golf clubs.
Right.
You know, it's just like, how's hardware going to compete?
It's following you.
Yeah,
it is.
Exactly. How is a hammer going to compete with a golf club? Although I know some golfers that use them as hammers sometimes. That shot should have been better. Well, our guest this morning is McCall Turdeau. She is the director
Tourism and Promotions Director for the Sauk Prairie Chamber.
And we will be back in just a moment. Thanks for joining us this morning on Mornings at McFarland's, our weekly Wednesday broadcast. McCall, always a pleasure to have you here on the show
with
me. So we're going to take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsor here on WRPQ Radio, 99.7 FM in Baraboo, Sauk Prairie. And don't go anywhere, because we've got lots more to talk about here at our live studio at McFarland's in Sauk City.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
And we're back here at Mornings at McFarland's here in beautiful Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us this morning. Our guest this morning is McCall Turdeau. McCall, just you know, we were talking about it while we were off the air. Just so much fun to have people that you have fun with. You know, I hope that comes through in the radio, that people can tell we're having fun.
We are having fun.
Yes. This is not contrived. Oh, yes. This is actual fun, easy. Ladies and gentlemen. Yes. We are fun with a capital F, okay?
Yes.
That rhymes with Steph, which is a worker at the chamber.
Yes,
so that just came to me.
Perfect.
Oh, it worked out. Just thanks, Steph. A call out to Steph. So Steph actually handles quite a bit, or helps quite a bit with the marketing too, with her graphics ability.
Oh, she does. So she's got a graphic design background, so she can pretty much, that girl can whip up an invite or a thing that we need to get out. She can whip it up within an hour, and that's wonderful.
Yeah,
well, she helps with logos, things like that too, which is really
great. She was tremendously helpful. I know. Well, that's another chamber benefit, actually.
Yes.
You get to plug into Steph's skill set, which
is an abundant skill set. Yes.
Your skill set, Tawana's skill set to help give people ideas. I mean, all of you guys are thinkers outside of the box, usually.
We try to be. Yeah.
You know, which is, I think it's easy, especially when you're a small business owner. It's pretty easy to kind of get stuck in doing things and the pressures that are on you as a small business owner, you know, to kind of just keep the doors open. You know, with all the things that come down the pike, talking about employment, you know, that's a huge problem for everybody.
Huge right now.
I know we've got people that go to national conferences, and everyone pretty much says the same thing. Employment continues to be the challenge, you know, and not only attracting people, retaining people, you know, finding a way to craft a job so that it gets to the right people.
Right.
You know, so it finds them. The job has to find them. You don't find it anymore, I guess. I don't know.
Yes.
Anyways, so one of your primary responsibilities is all the stuff. I mean,
you
coordinate all the things
that are going on,
which is constant. I mean,
it is. There's all, which is awesome around here. There's always something amazing going on.
And if it's not in Sauk Prairie, it's in Baraboo. It's right in the area.
Bells.
I mean, we've got
Witwen. We've got stuff coming up in Witwen, which is awesome.
Phenomenal.
So,
well, talk about some of those things that you're excited about and that other people should be.
You know, others. Oh my gosh. First of all, I have become really involved with the Sauk Prairie Young Connection Group, which is a group of millennials. Most areas call it a young professionals group. We decided to go with Young Connections because we wanted to be able to reach out to that blue collar person. We have a lot of that in this area, and knowing that this group is all inclusive, you don't have to work in a suit and tie to be a part of it, you know, and it is a networking group and having fun, but we're doing a lot of cool things. And actually next month in July, we have a group meeting at Devil's Lake, and we're meeting with all of the county-wide young professionals groups.
Okay.
So Reedsburg, Baraboo, Spring Green, Lodi, and us, we are going to just be doing a social fun event to kind of introduce everyone, just a cookout at Devil's Lake.
It gives
so that's
you the,
July 20th.
That gives you the kind of numbers, too, that like, is it Now Milwaukee or Now Waukee? That the Milwaukee group that's got kind of works on the, along the same kind of bent. That it's really a network opportunity.
It is. It's a networking. It's just, you know, we sat down and thought about that we do shop, use other businesses that are countywide, and that's very easy for us, and we're very fortunate that way.
Sure.
So why not come together as a kind of countywide effort with the young professionals and get to meet all those people.
Well, and that ties so well into some of the other things that are going on with the countywide placemaking efforts. And
exactly.
The organization I work with, the Sauk County Institute of Leadership, is really looking at ways to integrate better with the young professional organizations, the Young Connection organizations, so that we grow that leadership from the folks that are going to come after yours truly and people love my ilk retire.
Right.
Because I hope to be able to do that someday.
Someday,
I don't. Yeah, I don't. I don't know if I'll ever be able to retire. You know, it's just, I'll be like my dad. I get so bored right away. I'll be like, okay, well, what else can I volunteer for? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's just, there's no rest for the wicked.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just one of the things going on. And
that
then
is, and we have a whole brochure of things. So please check out our website. We're on Facebook.
Okay.
Sauk Prairie Young Connections. Also, you can stop into the chamber and we've got brochures, things like that. You can just kind of see. Actually, tomorrow we're doing a behind the scenes at Culver's Franchise Inc., which is really cool. We're going to get a tour, get to hear from some of the big wigs there, get a little bit in depth there. So that should be cool.
Can I lie and change my driver's license to say I'm 36
yes,
for just
is,
one day?
It is 21 to 40 or young at heart, we say.
Yes.
So,
you know, and that's another thing that
it's really all inclusive.
We've been talking with the Sauk County Institute of Leadership that one of the things that's really important and we're passionate about in that group is that millennials need to be exposed to networking opportunities with older folks, and older folks need to be with, you know, the baby boomers like myself. I mean, we do best when we're in interactions with each other, both groups.
Definitely.
You know, and the communities that they're finding nowadays that are most successful, retirement communities, really, those are kind of fading nowadays. It seems like the national movement is more towards communities where there are young professionals and retired professionals and just professional people that have families and want to have a really nice community where there's lots of stuff going on and lots of opportunities. So when the grandkids come to visit, there's fun stuff for them, as well as for young professionals and younger folks that are raising a family. There's all kinds of fun stuff for them. I mean, you know, life should be all encompassing that way. There's a circle there that needs to be maintained.
Yes.
And it's, you know, thankfully we're coming out of a generation where it was like, you know, you young people, yours to be seen and not heard, you know, or, you know, those kids, they don't know what they're talking about. And it's like, well, guess what? I know lots of older people that also don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
So let's recognize that that's not a gender nor an age specific thing. So,
and we can learn so much from the wisdom that comes when we have people that are a little bit older to join our events. It's awesome.
Well, and the youthful energy that comes from folks that still have a lot of it, you know.
Yes.
I often, much to my chagrin, will say, youth is wasted on all the wrong people, you know, because I wish I had all the energy I used to have. Of course, I have too much weight to carry around, too. That doesn't help.
So, well, I've got my 3-year-old. I wish I had his energy.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Wouldn't that be great? Anyway. So, what other things?